Theseus, son of Aegeus of Athens, was brought up by his mother in a small town called Trozen. On his 16th birthday, his mother led him to a huge rock and challenged him to remove it. Being strong and intelligent, Theseus lifted the boulder and found under it a sword and a pair of sandals left by his father as a token of his royal parentage. Theseus then embarked on a journey back to Athens to claim his birthright. After Theseus united with his father, he discovered that Athens was under constant threat from the neighboring kingdom of Crete, whose powerful king Minos imposed a terrible tribute on Aegeus. Each year, 7 men and 7 women in Athens would be selected and sent to Crete where their fate was doomed. For at the palace of King Minos was a huge stone labyrinth, in the center of which was a ferocious beast called the Minotaur, a half-man and half-bull monster which fed on only human flesh. Both the complex labyrinth and the bloodthirsty monster made it impossible for anyone entering to survive. Theseus, who vowed to save the kingdom and release his people from the fate of the dreadful labyrinth, went in the place of one of the 7 men. Before he departed, Theseus told his father to beware of the color of the sails, which would be turned from black to white had he succeeded. When Theseus arrived in Crete, Ariadne, the daughter of King Minos, fell in love with the brave and handsome young man at the first sight and determined to help Theseus in whatever way she could. Princess Ariadne first paid a visit to Daedalus, the famous architect and inventor who designed the labyrinth. Ariadne implored him for the key to the maze, which he granted her. Then she sneaked into the dungeon where Theseus was being held, sharing with him the secrets about the labyrinth, and gave him a pool of shining thread, which could be unwound and rewound. The lovestruck also made an appointment to meet at the door of the labyrinth. The next morning, Theseus was put into the labyrinth under the watchful eyes of King Minos, who was certain that the youth would be the breakfast of the Minotaur. He was wrong. Theseus rolled out the thread ball, as instructed by the princess, as soon as he stepped into the labyrinth, and was led soon to the monster, which was still fast asleep. Being well trained in the arts of fighting and wrestling, Theseus took the creature by surprise and killed it on the spot. He then followed the thread back to the door of the labyrinth, where his beautiful lover was waiting as promised. The story, however, did not have a happy ending, because King Aegeus knew nothing of Theseus' success with the Minotaur. Every day, he went to the cliffs to look for the return of his son's ship, desperately hoping that the sails would be white. Tragically, in all the excitement with the Minotaur, Theseus forgot to change the color of the sails. Seeing the sails were black, Aegeus was sure that Theseus was dead. Overcome with grief, the heartbroken king threw himself down in the water below.